For years, Arizona Representative Raul Grijalva has served on the House Natural Resources Committee, with the past 6 years spent under GOP control. But now Grijalva is taking over as chair, and he has big plans bolstered by new Democratic control over the House. He says he has a few things he wants to get done immediately that should have been done during the lame duck session and weren't. But as far as future priorities go, his list is long.
Some of the areas that we're going to look first is the health of the planet. Where our natural resources, you know, regarding promoting ocean health, protecting wildlife, endangered species, expanding and protecting our public lands, and from many of the sources, protecting clean air and clean water. We think that the public lands in this country can serve as a wonderful laboratory to begin to deal with the warming of our planet and climate change in general, and looking at managing federal resources to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, help communities adapt to the impacts of climate change. We see that as a priority. And we see it as a priority because over the last 2 years, this Interior Department under Zinke and under Trump, and now under Acting Secretary Bernhardt, has basically been an extraction-only process. What can we get out of these resources? Whether it's mining, expediting that process, whether it is extraction of gas and oil, that's been the only issue on the agenda. And we want to return Interior back to a multi-use agency that it's always been, where conservation, protection of the environment, protection of species and wildlife and habitat, and keeping our oceans clean and our waterways providing necessary resources to the American people in terms of clean drinking water. Those are things that we are going to raise, and we're going to raise it by raising science and fact to be part of the decision making for this committee. But the list goes on. You know, there's so much.
Yeah. So let's talk about former Secretary Ryan Zinke, who you mentioned there. So you were one of his most outspoken critics, and you called for him to step down. Now that he has stepped down, you've said that you intend to still pursue some investigations into some of his quote unquote questionable actions. Is this, you think, worth continuing now that he's not in the office?
We're dealing with a culture. And let's just use one example. The shrinkage of the national monuments, Bears Ears and Escalante in Utah. Both those monument shrinkages, we have asked repeatedly for information as to how you reached that decision. What was the science? What was the fact? I know for a fact that stakeholders involved in that were never considered, particularly tribes and tribal members. And the supposition and the suspicion that much of this was done in order to facilitate coal in Bears Ear and uranium in Escalante. We want to get at the bottom of how those decisions were made, how this culture has been developed to the point that we seem to be only answering to one sector of our country, which is the extraction and the energy sector, at the expense of everything else. So obviously he was critical, he was pivotal, he was there, the one that made the decision and recommendation to the president, and we want to know how he reached that decision, who was in the room, and why didn't we do the full kind of analysis and studies that would have been required in any other circumstance in order to reach those decisions.
Yeah. So Zinke now, like you mentioned, has been replaced by Acting Secretary David Bernhardt, who critics say has, you know, just as many conflicts as he did. He's a former lobbyist for the oil and gas industry.
Right.
How do you, I guess, anticipate that relationship playing out? You'll still have to work with the Department of the Interior as the...
Yeah, no, I've had a conversation with Acting Secretary Bernhardt. And the conversation was that no surprises. Where we need to cross swords on a policy issue, we'll do that on the level of civility. But also, you know, the request that we've made, we want answer. We have 2 years of requests that were never responded to by Zinke. So we want answers to those questions. And I think that as Acting Secretary, he's the one who will be responsible for making sure we have them. As a minority, we didn't have the legal option of a subpoena to force that information. I don't want to go there, and hopefully they'll be forthcoming and we can avoid that.
Did you get the sense from talking to him that you would need to pursue that kind of route?
We left it as soon as I know what the full complement of my committee is going to be, who the new members are going to be on it, and I have a chance to work with them. then I'm going to follow up with a call and we'll go from there.
Okay. So a lot of this is about philosophy, right? About what public lands are supposed to be used for. Your critics say that you are hostile to any kind of economic development on federal lands. Is that the case, or do you see there should be some kind of balance there?
There is a balance. Theoretically, there needs to be a balance. Where maybe the difference is there are some places of public federal land in the West and in this country that should be left alone. I don't see that as an extreme view. You know, 70%+ of the residents of Arizona feel that we shouldn't do uranium mining around the Grand Canyon. Yet, that continues to persist as an idea and as an initiative. That's my point. And that's not an extreme position at all. I think it's just a reality of what has been past practice, history of this department. Give us the science, give us the intended and unintended consequences, and then let people make decisions. But to make decisions based on ideology, energy dominance, whatever that means, without any facts, science, and consequences to assess, that's not the way to make decisions, and we don't want to make decisions that way.
So going forward, do you anticipate still having to deal with quite a bit of partisan gridlock? I mean, you have a Republican Senate. I know you've had a pretty good relationship, it sounds like, with the ranking Republican member on the committee, Rob Bishop. How do you anticipate working across the aisle here?
Yeah, I anticipate working across the aisle with a simple distinction, if I may. We're in the majority. And the prerogatives that come with the majority is that we get to set the agenda. And just as there was legislation to undo the Endangered Species Act that we saw almost on a weekly basis in the last 2 years, that legislation we're not going to see again. And so with those prerogatives also, I hope, comes the understanding that there is middle ground on many of these things. But, you know, it's been an either-or proposition. And this is not about getting even. This is not about revenge. This is about coming back to the historic mission of Interior and the protection of our public lands, oceans, and waters, which has been a multi-use mission, not a single-use mission. And that's the ideological difference that's going on right now. Our public lands have become a single-use commodity. And that resource is much more than just what can I get out of it. And so, you know, it's that balance. And if people want to reach that balance, we're all for working it out. If it's still ideologically, it's got to be opened up for all these other things, give the lands back to the states philosophy, that then we're going to have trouble getting going. But I think we're going to pass some significant things. We're going to look at redoing the Magnuson Act, which is really ocean and fisheries. And we're going to look at the mining law. We're going to re-examine the shrinkage of bears' ears. And we're going to do some issues around Native tribes that I hope pass the House. They go to the Senate. Then it's up to them. I know it's Republican control, but I think that you're going to find that the public opinion is going to be very much on our side, that we need to move some balance back into the equation.
That's Democratic Arizona Congressman Raul Grijalva, who is taking over as chair of the House Natural Resources Committee as Democrats take over control of the House of Representatives.